would to Isaiah chapter 14, the 14th chapter, the book of Isaiah. Verse 1, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land, and the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. If thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller has come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? It made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. It's purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? If you would hold that place and turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 11. word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore will I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. These two passages have some remarkable similarities, both words, word of the Lord given to two individual prophets. They speak of two kings and two kingdoms who actually existed historically, and yet both are also written metaphorically, as a representation of our great enemy, the enemy of God, Satan himself. They have these similarities. They tell us things about him we would not otherwise know. They speak of his creation, how the Lord made him perfect, how he corrupted himself, iniquity was found in him, and how God will ultimately destroy him. But that is where the similarities between the two passages cease. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 12, he says, Son of man, he is addressing the prophet himself. Take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. This lamentation is not a mourning of the prophet to mourn over him. This is not the mourning of God mourning over the loss of his angel. This is a lamentation, a mourning, and a woe that is to be set upon him. It is the woe of the devil. And God shall destroy him, consume him. And he says, never shalt thou be any more. And that word was given specifically to that prophet to take up that lamentation. But back in what is our text in Isaiah chapter 14, this prophecy is altogether different. This is not a word for the prophet to take up. This is a word that is for us. He says in verse 3, It shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon. A proverb may be a song. It may be a limerick. It may be poetry. But the thing about a proverb is, no matter how it's written, it is a well-known and established truth. And he tells us here, in the day when God is victorious on our behalf, when he sets us free from this cruel oppressor, when it is time for the oppression to cease, he tells us, he commands us, take up this proverb. We are not to mourn over this enemy. I know what the Proverbs tells us. It tells us not to rejoice over our enemies when they are fallen, lest the Lord restore him. But this is an exception. This enemy is not going to be restored. We are commanded to rejoice over him, to rejoice against him. Our victory has already been won. When Christ went to the cross and he crushed his head, he stripped him of his power, he's already defeated. And he is not going to rise up again. Dear saints, we have some rejoicing to do. Anybody here been set free? Yes! He has set us free. It is a dishonor to God not to rejoice over this enemy for this great victory that he has secured in such a mighty way. He has not called the mighty God for nothing. He has demonstrated his power and his strength against an enemy that we cannot even truly conceive of, his power against us, who was cruel. And there's a difference in the way we saw today with Brother David's message, that passage in Luke when they are pleading with the Lord not to torment them. The Lord is not a tormentor. When he destroys them and he casts them into hell, they will be tormented. But it isn't because of cruelty. It's because of justice and righteousness. God is not a cruel tormentor. That's what they are. That's why we are to rejoice over them. Because he has ceased that oppression, that cruelty put away forever. What a wonderful thing that is. He even commands us, take up this proverb, rejoice in this truth. Notice what he says in verse 7. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They're quiet and yet they break forth into singing. Even the trees are rejoicing, saying, since you have been cast down, there's no feller come up against us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Where is there an enemy to the people of God who can stand against him? He commands us, dear saints, to rejoice in his victory, to rejoice, to give honor to him in the great victory which he has won. He has cast down and abolished our oppressor forever. Even as he tells us, verse 4, thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? All because of verse 5, it is the Lord who has broken the staff of the wicked that was striking against our backs, and the scepter of the rulers, that reign of wickedness that once had control over our hearts and over our souls, has been broken. It's gone. No more such oppression. Even better than that, in verse 26, he says, this is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed it, and who's going to disannul it? His hand is stretched out. Who's going to stop him? He's already won. Amen. Brother Barney, would you pray for us?